One of the things that we stop taking advantage of is being able to clearly observe all the good things that God has given us. Unfortunately, the worries, stress, the difficulties of life only lead us to set our sights on how we could solve things. And in this way, we are busy looking for possible solutions, ceasing to observe what we already have, and that most likely what we already have is part of the solution. When we let ourselves be carried away by life, and we let ourselves be carried away by each one from the pressures of life, we tend to forget certain things, small details. We overlook being grateful. We overlook being able to enjoy every minute of life that God gives us. Because life, my beloved friend, is not simply eating, sleeping, and worrying about what we want to obtain. When we fall into the game of life and worrying about what we want to obtain, we stop seeing and enjoying what we already have, such as when you have a family, when you have children, and your children are young. The concern is to be able to bring food to the house, to be able to dress them. And we think that is the most important thing. As long as my children have this or that, everything will be fine. But we forget that time passes. And every time we achieve something, then something new will emerge. And the new that arises seems to require or demand more time and sacrifice on our part. Then, what we achieve at some point was a priority is something secondary now. Sometimes, which we no longer pay attention, and our eyes are on something greater. And in the end, we will continue life in the same way, because human beings have an unsatisfying thirst to want more. And more and more, we obtain something, and we do not enjoy it simply as we already obtained it. We satisfy the moment, and now it seems that the thirst for something greater is preparing and disturbing us. And therefore, we stop enjoying what we already have. Jesus once expressed, and I believe that it's very correct, those words full of wisdom, when he said, "Each day brings its own desire." But as human beings, more and more we want to satisfy something within us, something that will never be satisfied because it is simply something spiritually that we have not wanted to recognize and that is only made to measure for God. That is why when God governs our heart, we can say that we have a new life. It is a different life because we learn to wait. And we know that each process and each circumstance that we live is necessary to live in the correct way. Because since God gave us life, he also made a design of that life. And to be far from God is to be outside the source so that we can live under the design and then be able to enjoy every minute, every second that he gives us in his daily life. But when it is not like that, we live worried, tormented, sad. I assure you that perhaps it is your case. You have not been able to sleep, and you have to resort to some pills to be able to fall asleep because you are always thinking about debts, about this or that. And the good thing is that our lives are passing by. And as I was saying just now, taking the family as an example, our lives are drifting away. Your children grow up. You dedicate yourself to fulfilling your dreams. They had everything at home except you. And once they grow up, you start looking at the sky and you start to realize that you were never there to see them learn to walk. That you weren't there to hear their first word, dad or mom. Now, it is not my intention that you feel bad because while there is life, there is hope. There is an opportunity to do things well, but in God's way. And I assure you that when there is true repentance, your forgiveness comes upon us and forgives our life. That forgiveness frees us from all guilt and allows us to start over. However, I use this example so that we can see reality and we can make a stop because I set an example for children or your children. But what about your family? Or about every opportunity that God gives you every morning? We don't smile because we go to bed and we get up all the time worried, looking at how this or that will be. If only we could smile and raise our hands every morning and say, "Thank you, Father, because you have given me a new day and a new opportunity." And when these things happen all the time, we will be busy with something that is not the right thing to do. And we will stop enjoying what God has given us. That is why Jesus came to teach us that life that He determined for us. And in that teaching, He uses every particular parable in Matthew chapter 13 from verse 44 to 46, a parable that catches my attention because it talks about how valuable it is, that new life that He is offering us, a life that by accepting it makes us be part of something amazing, of something wonderful called the Kingdom of God, something with a very high value, with a very high cost that we as human beings and sinners will never have been able to pay or achieve. For example, that wonderful kingdom gives us true peace, a true peace that can be felt not because there is absence of problems, that is that wonderful kingdom. However, that peace that everyone is looking for and not it has been able to find it only in the kingdom. But it is a peace that cannot be bought with money or with actions. And not the only way to access this high cost is not by your own means or merits, but by faith. Because of that confidence in what someone else did for you, something that was impossible to achieve, and that someone is Jesus. That is why He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a hidden treasure. A man discovered hidden treasure in a field. In the middle of his enthusiasm, hid it again. And he sold all his possessions in order to raise enough money to buy that field. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of the first quality pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold all his possessions and bought it, which could be so valuable. That makes me think that what I have is not compared to what I could acquire, to that object of great value." Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven, which is true life that people are looking for today, He compares it to a treasure. And when we speak of treasure, we speak of something of great value. But it is hidden. And says that man discovered in it, in that field, that is, if he discovered it, it means that he was looking. Now, what have you been searching in your life? And that is a great question, because all the time we spend our lives looking. Even if you think not, implicitly, we are doing it. We are looking for happiness. We are looking for peace. We are looking for acceptance. We are looking to fit in with society. And without realizing it, when we smile, when I don't want, we smile at you. When we say yes, when we think no, all the time we are trying to fit in and not to be rejected. We are in a search. The situations that we never think of, and we stop to say, "What am I looking for?" But there is something inside, which is what leads us to search. It wants to make us feel good, but in the end, the search becomes greater, and the path of dissatisfaction becomes greater. And every day we want to fill it, then money becomes something important. Liquor, friendships, the family. But when all that fails, and it is not there, we feel empty and alone again. Jesus said, a man was looking in a field that discovered this treasure. In the midst of his enthusiasm, he realized the cost, you know. But he knew that it was not a piece of land that belonged to him. Therefore, he went to hide it and see what it had at home. and sold everything he had because I considered what he found as treasure was worth it. My beloved friends, everything that this land can provide you, it comes and goes. Clothes, money, everything comes and goes. But God does not. And you are not going to find true love, true life, searching that way without looking at heaven. That's why Jesus said that this man sold everything and collected money to buy the whole field. The same happened with the other merchant. He noticed that pearl and saw it as something different. It was a different top quality pearl. It was a pearl. It was not normal. And he said, that has to cost a lot. And he sold everything. He had to acquire it. And when we are going to ask the price of something, and we go to a shopping center or to some place that we ask, what is this or what is that worth? And when the person who is selling us gives us the price, if we know how much it will cost, the first thing we say, this is expensive. Now, the word expensive means that the value they are charging us exceeds what I think it's worth. That is, the price that they are giving us is not worth it. You agree with me, right? So we say, oh, that's expensive. And no, we don't want to buy it. And we ask for a discount. And a discount, but when we know the value of something, but when we know the value of something and they give us that value, we know it deserves it. We don't even want to ask for a discount because we say it is expensive. Notice, that is a different word. It is a high value, but it's worth it. It is expensive. It means that what you are asking me is because it's worth it, because it is. The expensive means that it is not worth it. And the expensive, it means that its value is adequate. So when Jesus is talking about this and the importance that this man gave to these treasures that they found, Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven, it's like a great treasure. The kingdom of heaven, my beloved friends, it is a great treasure. And today through this audio, I humbly want to come to you and tell you there is a great treasure. There is a life waiting for you. There is forgiveness waiting for you. There is a hug from the Father waiting for you. His love is there for you. And if you do not notice it, you will continue looking in life. Many have put this treasure aside because they have not understood its value. And the only way to not understand the value is to accommodate ourselves so much to what this world offers us. And in the end, if you have tried so much, what conclusions have you drawn? Today I come to present his field, this pearl, and this treasure. But the question is, how much are you willing to leave? How much are you willing to surrender and to renounce? To ask God to dwell in your heart today, and you can really find the treasure that throughout your life you were looking for, because now in your soul knows it, and your spirit can feel it. Today he is at the door, but it's up to you. Father, I thank you for these words. Thank you for these wonderful words. How precious. How precious are your words, Lord. And the power to understand the magnitude of what we are hearing today. In life, words go and words come. But your words, Lord, are the rich treasure. Today I pray for each person so that they can understand this word and may realize, Lord, like that man who offered and was searching, found something unusual, that they can today make a stop and realize that the light that you give is a life of abundance, very different from what this world could give them. And that today, Lord, that today is the time, that today is the moment to open your heart so that he dwells in you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. God continue blessing you. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Coyle. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals, Just in Time. He invites you, if you have Spotify, there you can find him as Pastor Elias Hoyos. You can also follow him on the social networks such as Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.